I don't know what they would call them, only just, I've seen them, but I just never did know. I never did store any that way. My dad always, man, we had a barn, we'd put our hay all inside. Mm-hmm. But I've seen people that was, what I always called them, I've hauled hay from them down here in the Turnable Bottoms. Old fella had a long shed like that. He'd store his hay under it. And I just call it, they call them hay sheds, is all that I remember.
Did you have a special place where you might keep your cows inside?
Oh yeah. We had special place for horses, special places for cows. We call the cow stalls or the horse stalls, or the cow shed.
Was that inside the big barn or stalls?
It could be inside. Are built on one side of the barn, an extra shed put on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have any buildings where you kept your grain or corn or anything like that?
Well, it was under the main shed of the barn, the main roof. Mm-hmm. We have regular what they call grain cribs or corn cribs.
Have you ever heard of anything some people call a granary?
Well, that is a place that's built, that generally where they call it a granary, has been threshed, and you just take and dump it loose in there, is a storage house. But there's where they haul it, the granary, just like now there's a lot of people, they got these big granaries. They haul this world's ton of you and I and three more people. It goes so much, so many pounds or so many hundred pounds or so many bushels, and just store it in that storage shed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where did farmers usually milk their cows?
Well, when I was a boy growing up, you take in Hot Spring County and lots of places that didn't run a dairy, the women done all the milking, 90% of them, and they'd have a rail fence around the barn, they'd take and give the old cow a few nubbins, and let the calf suck a little bit and tie it to a tree out there, and the woman would sit down and milk the cow out in the lot. And when we was in the dairy business, my dad and I was together. Down in Hot Spring County, you couldn't hire a man to milk a cow. It's disgrace. The women done all the milking, and they milked them out in the lot. Mm-hmm. Out in the fence corner. Mm-hmm. A rail fence, you know. You've seen them old rail fences. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
What kind of fences do they have now, mostly?
Well, it's mostly a wire fence now.
Are there different types of wire fence?
Oh yeah, yeah, there's a lot of people depended on barbed wire, then people depended on what they call woven wire, or 12 inch mesh or 6 inch mesh, and then they come in then with a rabbit and hog fence or a chicken fence that'd be at the bottom. The mesh be 2 inches apart this way and 4 inches this way, and up the top they'd be 6x6. And then now they've got so much this year welded wire, and it's just all kinds. But used to, most of the time, every fence was a rail fence.
Mm-hmm. What did those look like?
You ever saw a rail fence?
Well, the kind that kind of go in and out, zigzag.
Yeah. The people used to, I'll split a lot of rails myself. You'd either make them out of pine or else you'd make it out of oak. And I can show you some old fences. You probably passed them, but didn't know them coming from Fort Smith down here. There's two or three places up here this side of Mount Ida. I bet them oak rails are 150 years old. And they put them up this way. And there's my neighbor. That's my crippled neighbor, I tell you, I went to up at Buttermilk Springs. And he'll come back. He knows I got company, so he'll come back. Mighty fine fella.
What's his name?